and welcome to our blood chemistry module on kidney function and how to analyze kidney function from a blood test. And there's a section on there that's called kidneys when you go to Direct Labs or any other lab, and that's the section that we're going to go through. And we're going to just talk about some of those markers. And before we begin, we want to make sure you know that this is not to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, not medical advice. When you review this with people, you really have to be careful how you say it. And if it's kidney stuff and it looks like there's a true pathology going on, like their glomerular filtration rate is off, or it looks like they're having kidney failure, you've got to be able to tell them to go to their doctor. So let's just talk about some of those things. The official kidney panel has blood, urea, nitrogen. You say, wait a minute, we just talked about that with relationship to digestion. Well, it's not a digestive marker. It is a kidney marker, and it's a byproduct of protein metabolism that's eliminated through the kidneys. So when we see it high, we're suspicious about kidney problems, absolutely. When we see it low, that does not suggest that there's a kidney problem. When we see it low, it suggests more of a malabsorption type problem or a low protein problem. Creatinine is a muscle breakdown product, and it's also used as an indicator of kidney function. It's something, you know, the muscles break down and the kidney excretes them. Well, if you see that high, it could be that you're in a muscle wasting and just breaking down a lot of muscle tissue and the kidneys aren't able to keep up with it, or just in general, the kidneys aren't able to keep up with it. Either way, it points to the kidneys, but it could be a muscle wasting that you need to address in a different way. Uric acid is another byproduct of protein metabolism that's eliminated through the kidneys. And what we know about uric acid is that when it builds up, it can create a condition called gout. And gout is often called the rich man's disease because it typically happens in men. And it typically happens after they've had a steak dinner and wine. Those rich foods cause problem. Talk about the bun creatinine ratio. That's basically not something that you measure. It's just you take the bun, you divide it by the creatinine, and you get a ratio. I don't use it all that much. I usually look at the individual numbers. When you look at ratios, sometimes the ratio can be misleading. If you've got a high bun and a low creatinine, you're going to see a huge ratio. If you have them close together, you may see a ratio that says, oh, it's within the range, but really one of them is off. So I would say that's not something I use as much as other people use it. The GFR, on the other hand, the glomerular filtration rate, gives you an idea of how the filtering capacity of the kidneys is. The glomeruli are the little pockets of kidney. And when you look at the tissue in the kidney, those where the filtering happens. And the kidneys are what filters your blood. So let's look at what does it mean if the blood urea nitrogen is low or high. So we'll start with high. When it's high, it could mean low stomach acid, but oftentimes it's low when it's low stomach acid. It could be electrolyte depletion. It could be dehydration, kidney disease, or even heart attack. So these are just things you keep in mind. Now, you're not going to like right away jump and say, oh, it could be heart attack. Oh, I got to send this person off. It's with other stuff. And when we go through the cardiac thing, will show you some other things that will be elevated. If it's low, it's malabsorption, gluten intolerance, celiac, that sort of thing, low stomach acid. Sometimes when people are using steroids or other medications, they can have low BUN, so you have to ask about those things. And it could also be kidney or liver disease. So you're saying, well, how do I know it's low, it's high? How does that all work? Well, it's really putting the big picture together. Creatinine. If it's high, it could be dehydration, but it can also be enlarged prostate in addition to kidney or muscle wasting. When it's low, it could be low stomach acid or inadequate protein. It's sometimes low in pregnancy. It's sometimes low in severe liver disease, you know, like hepatitis or cirrhosis, and in muscle wasting. So uric acid, well, gout is the biggest one. And the thing you want to think about when you're hearing the gout or the elevated uric acid is related to B6 and magnesium. Why? Because B6 and magnesium bind to the uric acid and carry it out of the body. So think that B6 and magnesium whenever you're thinking gout. Okay? Same thing with oxalates. B6 and magnesium can take the oxalates out. And both gout, uric acid, and oxalates can be very problematic to the kidneys. So the kidneys may not be able to excrete the high amounts that are there, and you can end up with kidney stones. And some kidney stones are uric acid stones. Some kidney stones are actually oxalate stones. Sometimes uric acid is high in insulin resistance or diabetes, and even in starvation. It can be low in a B12 or folate deficiency or a molybdenum deficiency. So this could be just yet another way that you can look at that whole B12 folate issue when we're looking at the anemias to see what it might be related to. And if your uric acid is low and your MCV is high, that could be just adding to the clues. Let's look at a couple of cases. Let's look at the one on the left, the far left. So they've got a GFR of 59. So the GFR is good. Bun creatinine ratio is okay. Bun is really low. It's 7. So you see how the bun creatinine ratio shows up as 17. It says no problem here, when in reality, the bun is really low. You see that? But also the creatinine's really low. So when you do them together and they're both low, the ratio comes out perfectly fine. Right? The creatinine, like one little point down, it would be out of the range. So that's why I don't use the bun creatinine ratio all that much. The BUN is low, so we're starting to think, is there some malabsorption? Is there a low protein? What's going on here? And the uric acid is high. The fact that the uric acid is high and the bun is low suggests to me that there's probably some malabsorption or low stomach acid. In this particular case, I'm not really suspecting that there's a problem with the kidney, because in a real kidney dysfunction, we'd see the, along with the uric acid being high, we'd tend to see the BUN being high, and we might even see a low GFR. It also be this person is doing like some really rich kind of eating, and that's causing their stomach to get out of the enzymes not to be working efficiently. That could be some leaky gut, etc. This, if you see this, the uric acid up, I would be looking at this person in terms of let's make sure their vitamin B6 and magnesium status are good enough. Supplement with them, give them foods that are high in them, and really help them to get rid of it. So if we look at the follow-up for this case, what we're going to see is that things are starting to get better. We've got a decrease in the uric acid, we've got an increase in the BUN, and we've got an increase in the creatinine. And the creatinine bun ratio is actually better too. So when we look at this, you know, this person did some of the stomach acid improvement, improved their diet, supplemented with the B6 and the magnesium, and things are definitely starting to look better. So just for comparison, let's take a look at what a case of true kidney dysfunction might look like. We're going to take a look at the markers that will be elevated and depressed, and just see if you can kind of be able to detect that, because if this is what's going on, this would require some medical intervention to determine what the cause is. So you're going to see a very high uric acid. Notice that it's outside of the lab range. It's higher than that. When it's outside of the ideal range, but still within the lab range, it's likely to be something that you can easily start to look at the diet, cleaning up the diet, doing the B6, the magnesium, taking out a lot of the rich foods, decreasing the protein, and get a pretty rapid response. If it's up in that pathological range, you really should be checked to make sure that there's no kidney stones forming or crystals in the joints for gout. The other thing that's going to be pretty high is the blood urea nitrogen. When we're looking at functional range abnormalities, things that are outside of the functional range, we're not looking at possibly as serious a pathology. But with a BUN up that high and a uric acid up that high, we're looking at trouble. Creatinine is actually very low, and that's pretty common in kidney dysfunction. When we're looking at the bun creatinine ratio, we'll see that be high. You see that's way up at 58. The serum phosphorus is going to be high. Notice that the protein, albumin, and globulin may or may not have any changes. In this case, there's no changes. But the LDH, the lactate dehydrogenase, which is an enzyme that's often known as a liver enzyme, but it actually can be related to several different parts of the body. And what you want to do when you see numbers this high on lactate dehydrogenase is do what's called an isoenzyme test. And there's 5 isoenzymes that you want to look at the last two, 4 and 5, would be more related to things on the kidney, especially 4, which is specifically kidney related, but 5 is also related to muscle wasting and liver. And then finally, we're looking at AST, which is, again, typically looked at as a liver enzyme, but it has some other functions. It's an enzyme that gets elevated when there's damage to organs. And in this particular case, it's related to the kidneys. So this is what a true kidney case dysfunction, full outright, you can't miss it, you know, send them for an evaluation and make sure that they find out why this is happening. Do the isoenzyme tests. Now, you're going to see things that may not be quite as obvious, but know that when you see some of these numbers in the high range and you see these abnormalities, then there's some issues to look at. And we're going to take a closer look at some patterns you might see with the kidney function test and with kidney problems. If there's renal dysfunction, true outright problem with the kidney, the BUN will be elevated, the creatinine will be low, the BUN creatinine ratio will be elevated, the phosphorus will be elevated, LDH will be elevated, SGOT will be elevated, and uric acid will be elevated. These are red flags. You might also see some marker patterns that relate to muscle wasting. So the kidney markers plus some of the liver markers can come together and create a pattern that would really look like muscle wasting. Muscle wasting versus something like low protein or malabsorption. So you're going to see a high creatinine. The BUN may be normal, low, or high. Generally, it's going to be low or high. SGOT can be elevated or normal, SGPT elevated or normal, LDH elevated or normal, CPK elevated or normal. And then when you look at the LDH being elevated, you want to look at the isoenzymes. And the two that will be problematic when we're looking at muscle wasting would be LDH 4 and 5, which are the kidney and the skeletal muscle and liver markers. And then CPK, creatinine phosphokinase isoenzyme, again, it's related to multiple areas, mainly to muscular breakdown, like skeletal muscle and also cardiac muscle. So the isoenzyme that's a problem in muscle wasting would be the MM version, the skeletal muscle. And then another marker, another pattern that you might want to look for with elevated BUN would be edema. And that's usually indicated by high BUN, but low sodium and low albumin. So in summary, when you're looking at the markers that are designated as kidney markers, there's several things that could be going on. You could have a pattern of malabsorption or low stomach acid, and you'll see that with low BUN and low protein. And then you might see a pattern of true renal dysfunction, and we went through the indicators for that. You might see a pattern for skeletal muscle wasting, and there may be some edema. So there's a bunch of different things that can be indicated by the kidney markers. So this concludes our presentation on blood chemistry related to the kidneys.